Hello everyone and welcome to our third workshop of the Holistic Sleep Revolution. I'm Emma, owner of Baby M and the Baby M Business Academy and the co-founder of the Holistic Sleep Coaching Program. And I'm so excited for this workshop. And I really want you to get the most out of this. So can you do me a huge favor? Can you switch off your phones? Can you turn off your emails? Limit all distractions for the next hour. Now, I want to start off by saying that although this is recorded, this is an interactive experience where I want you to be taking notes, adding comments in the chat below this video, and writing down any questions that you have so I can answer them in the Q&A. And don't forget to print off your workbook if you can, and if you need to go and print it now, then please do just pause the video and come back. So before we get going, I want to remind you about our amazing competition. So all you need to do to be in with a chance of winning the ultimate sleep prize is after each workshop, go and find our posts in the Facebook group. You just need to go and post your biggest light bulb moment or aha moment or lesson learned from each workshop and pop it onto those posts. So the full details can be found at holisticsleepcoaching.com/prize. Now this is an amazing prize. So you can win a premium place on the Holistic Sleep Coaching Program. It's a 16-week program, and in fact, it's the most comprehensive and evidence-based sleep coaching program in the world. And the premium place that we're giving away includes access to amazing content, weekly live coaching calls with renowned industry specialists, intense marketing support over a week where you get access to incredible mindset coaches, tech and marketing strategists, and social media strategists who are all there to push you forward in your business. And just imagine what you could achieve with that level of support around you. And it doesn't matter if you're just getting started and wanting to pursue a career supporting families with sleep, or you're already working with families out there in the field. So this is amazing, and enrollment for this course opens today. So you get access to this for free if you're our lucky winner. So you'll also get 2 90-minute private sleep consultations with Lindsay Hookway, who we all know is a fountain of knowledge, and you can use those sessions to receive support if you're working with clients or even explore specific topics on a one-to-one with her. It's completely your choice. And you'll also get 2 marketing consultations with myself where we can really get into your business and I can help you to take your business to the next level. And then finally, we are going to be giving away 3 key clinical books, which are all part of our book list. So doesn't this sound amazing? This really is a special prize. It's worth over £3,985, and we're going to be announcing the winner during our celebration party on the 4th of October at 8 p.m. UK time. So the focus for this workshop is that we're going to be exploring marketing, and this is the side I love to talk about. In fact, I started my career 20 years ago in the marketing sector, and I worked on global brands such as Harry Potter. But the reason why this event includes marketing is because if you've set up a business supporting families or you're thinking of doing that, I'm guessing that it's because you want to make a huge impact. You want to support families and you want to make a difference to their lives, and that's amazing. And for those families to know that you're there, you need to be really visible. And actually what we did 10 years ago in marketing, or even 5 years ago, it just doesn't really work anymore because the marketing space has changed. So what we're going to be talking about today is the shifts that we're seeing in the online world that really have determined what we need to be doing differently in marketing and business. So I'm going to be diving into that a bit deeper, basically into our way of marketing, in just a moment. And I know from the marketing post that I put out there in the Facebook group that some people really hate running a business and all the marketing side of things, but honestly, hang around with me for long enough and you're going to enjoy it. So firstly, my definition of marketing is, 1, to capture the right people. These are your perfect people. 2, to build genuine relationships. And then 3, to sell in a way that's truly in alignment with who you are.
And it really is that simple. But I'm going to be honest, when I think about my business journey, it hasn't always felt that easy. I've definitely had moments where I haven't been working in alignment with my values and where I've had that shiny object syndrome working on projects that didn't really fit, and therefore, not surprisingly, where things haven't gone to plan. And maybe you've had that experience too. But this is what I do know from those times, from reflecting on those times and from moving forward. When I stopped looking around, when I got really clear on who I was serving, when I decided that I wanted to have content that, regardless of if people bought it or not, would help them, help the bigger purpose of creating a better society for children and families, things felt much more joyful. And when I focused on that, when I was laser focused, that's when I saw a big shift in my business, regardless of all the challenges. And it's an amazing feeling when you realize you don't need to pretend to be something you aren't, when you don't need to try and attract everyone, and when what you're doing is in alignment with who you are and your values. So I would love you to get out your workbooks, because what I want you to do is I want you to think about how amazing things feel when you're doing things in alignment with your values. And it could be in your business, it could be in your life, as there's often a common thread there. So my values include warmth, integrity, empathy, and expertise. But what are some of the words that you think of? And I'd love to know. So pop them in the comments section below this video and let me know how it makes you feel when you're doing things in alignment with your values. And I know for me, I feel at ease, I feel relaxed, I feel confident, I feel energized, and I feel this real sense of freedom. And in my opinion, you're at your best. So this is how you feel when you're in alignment with your values, whether it's business or marketing. Now, sometimes it's much easier to know when you're not in alignment. So self-sabotaging behavior, right? So taking on too much, and actually in the end, what happens is that we don't win anything. It's self-sabotaging at its best. Or procrastination. So holding yourself back because you know you're not on the right path. So you don't push yourself to do that thing because you know actually you don't want to end up there anyway. Or playing small, who's done that? And we play small because we're not in alignment and we don't actually really want that success anyway. So sometimes it's easier for us to know what we don't like and how we don't want to feel versus actually what feels good. And I don't really believe that we know how alignment feels until we're in it. And sometimes that can take time, but we can absolutely know when we're not in alignment because we're doing things we shouldn't be doing. And it's all from our subconscious. So I would love you to answer that question in your workbook. And guess what? You're going to make more money when you sell in alignment with your values. So if selling is not your thing, you hate doing it, that's okay because that is going to change. Because when you sell in alignment with your values, you make more money. And I know that's the case because you don't feel like you're selling. And I know when we launch our courses, a service, or just when I show up ready to serve, when I'm grateful, when I'm focused on creating experiences for people, selling gets so much easier because you aren't trying to be a cookie cutter version of someone else. You are just being you. And let's think about that. Let's think about what it feels like just to be you. Well, I feel joyful when I'm being me. I feel content. I have more confidence and I have more energy. And so when we show up as the real us, the real you, you're going to bring the perfect people to you. And I think about the community we have in the Holistic Sleep Coaching Program, in any of the Baby M programs, and I feel truly blessed that we have those communities that I love. And so actually, when you're the real you, when you bring in people who are like you, that's one of the greatest benefits. And that's what I want for all business owners. And in a moment, I'm going to talk about the head and the heart stuff, and we're going to talk about the marketing strategy and how business has changed and why we need to do things differently. So first of all, let's talk about the challenges in the marketing space and the business space right now. So there's a lot of sleaze online, a lot of people promising huge things and without really delivering results. I bet you've seen those people. I mean, anyone can say they're experienced and qualified in anything online, but it's a lot harder to prove. And when I look at the parenting space, especially the baby care space, it's a multi-million pound industry that taps into parents' worries and concerns. And of course, some things are great, but some aren't. And so I think people have become jaded by the promises made by the marketing online. And there's some people I talk to who actually don't even want to sell online because of their perception of some of the old school ways of doing things, like seeing marketing as preying on people or being spammy. And actually, I think this is a really good thing that people's BS radar is a lot stronger now. So what we have to do is what we have to do more. We have to do more to build the trust of our audiences. And really, this is one of my favorite quotes. I think it sums it up perfectly, that people forget what you tell them, but they don't forget how you made them feel. This is what it's about. It's about connection. So really, we're moving away from this information age and back into what it should be about. It's about relationships. And so I want people to really stop treating other people like metrics and numbers and to actually focus more on the customer journey. How are we going to make that person feel? And here's the thing. We as humans, we're craving more connection online. And I think nothing has been more apparent to me over the last year through all the struggles and challenges that we've had as a global community, that we are craving more connection. And when we remove that connection, when we remove our usual support networks, we actually realize how much we need it. And a few years ago, Facebook shared their 10-year plan, and their 10-year plan was all around building communities. And so we need to look at companies like Facebook that are huge and think about why are they focusing on that? Because they actually know that this is the way the internet needs to move forward, because they have all that research, they have that data, and they see the popularity of things like groups and communities and how they're growing. So we need to look at those trends as well. And we need to understand that even though we might feel that actually what people want is information, what the data is telling us, what Facebook and all the big organizations tell us, is actually people want connection. That is what they're craving. But also influencer marketing. So this is further proof. So personal brands are absolutely flying right now. So this was actually a statistic last year showing that influencer marketing has grown by 83%. So why? Because people connect with influencers. They know, they like, and they trust them. So recommendations from influencers are seen as valuable by consumers. And without that connection, it's just another internet ad from the brand. So people trust people more than brands, which is why brands now partner with influencers, because of the very fact that people desire connection over information. So connection is so, so important. And what I see all the time with all the incredible people who we work with in our Holistic Sleep Coaching Program is that they have this innate desire to focus on connection. They're hardwired that way. Empathy comes so easily to them. So it's a natural progression to show that in their marketing as well, whether that be through social media posts or freebies or webinars or running an event. And I think that in addition to focusing on bringing in new customers and clients, we absolutely have a responsibility to serve our wider community too. And the thing is, we know that most people we interact with at an event or during a webinar in a community, they're not going to buy from you. And that's the truth. And actually, that's okay. But actually, how about thinking we can make people feel so good that they become super fans? Brand ambassadors, people who shout about you from the rooftops. They're the kind of connections that we want to create. So let's break down what this might look like. So let's take the baby brand Mother Care. So that's a shop that sells a whole range of things for expectant and new parents and their newborns. And just looking at their Facebook banner and their marketing in general, they focus on the emotion of the relationship between the parent and the child. They're not talking about all the features and benefits of all their products. They're walking the talk on connection. They know that this works. So then we have freebies. So freebies are a valuable piece of content that you give away in exchange for an email so you can keep in contact with someone. And it's a highly effective way of building your audience and slowly building that relationship with someone. And in fact, some of you may have found us by clicking on a freebie that appealed to you. Maybe that was a guide about naps, about gentle methods associated with supporting families with sleep, or about creating a valued field business as a sleep coach. So these guys are like conversation starters. But you can also go a little bit deeper and build connections with people through creating video content, hosting webinars and experiences like this at the Holistic Sleep Revolution. And I've just shown a couple of examples here. And I love these type of events because you really get to know people. You get to build that relationship even more, because it becomes a much more interactive experience. And look at the feedback from freebies that we've created. And isn't it amazing to think that your free content can have this much of an impact and build trust? And we can absolutely create those experiences. And how would it feel to do that? It'd feel blimmin' amazing. And it does feel amazing. And so really, I can't stress enough that when we're focusing more on connection over information, we get more people signing up for our services, which makes sense because people are paying attention to your brand and you're going to get more people actually engaging because they feel connected to you as a human being. And you get more sales because people trust you. And when your clients, the people buying your service, trust you, well, they're going to get better results. So connection is so, so important. So one of the things I want you to focus on is weaving in as many ways as you can to connect with your audience. And it's going to be in every aspect of your business, not just when you're selling. It's really when you're writing emails, when people join your events, free or paid, when they're going through your content. I want you to weave in as many ways as you can to connect with your people on that level. And really, to put it simply, I often think of marketing as just showing up as you and being nice. It's something that we can all do. So guys, the marketing space has changed and connection is front and center of what we need to be focusing on. So attracting the right audience is key in growing your business, and we know that connecting with your audience is also so important. So let me ask you this. Would you rather have 10,000 followers on Instagram or Facebook that really didn't engage with you, or would you rather have 1,000 potential customers? So people that engage with your content, they share similar values and they champion what you do and what you stand for. People get so obsessed about the vanity metrics, and honestly, my view on this is that I don't care how many followers people have. I only care about if you have a viable business and the right people engaging with you. And actually, someone who spoke about this is an amazing guy called Kevin Kelly, and it's always stuck with me. So he wrote an article in 2019 called 1000 True Fans, and he said is that to have a successful business, you don't need to have a million fans, you just need to have 1000 true fans. And this is achievable for everyone. And he goes on to say that 1,000 true fans will buy your courses, listen to your podcasts, travel to your events, because they are true fans. They're going to shout about you, whatever you do, and therefore they're going to do the selling for you because they absolutely believe in you. And really, building true fans for me is about getting all three of these things in place and right. So having a unique voice, showing value, and having a clear vision. And when you have that, that's when you have people really wanting to work with you. And so what I'm talking about here is standing for something that is bigger than yourself. And this goes back to connection. And so let me share our vision, our deeper purpose. And in fact, I mentioned it briefly at the start of this workshop, but it underpins everything we do. So our vision is to make a difference to families in our community and to have a lasting impact. And this vision runs through everything we do, our courses, our services, and it drives every strategic decision we make in the business. And so right now, I want you to pause this video and I want you to open up your workbook and I want you to think about your deeper purpose, your vision. And this is key. This is one of the things that can take a while to mull over, but it's so, so important. And if you're questioning why standing for something is key, you only have to look at the big brands out there, the titans in the industry like Apple. Apple stands for change, thinking differently, and they attract the change makers, the creatives, the rebels, and that's why we buy into them. That's why we pay a premium to buy Apple products. Or take a brand like the car brand Volvo, who at their core, they stand for safety. And so their ads often show families and they talk about safety as a priority. So they're connecting with families on a deeper level. And as Simon Sinek once said, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And so what I know to be true is that the people who create a bigger meaning and message around their business are the ones who are growing the fastest. And not only are they the ones who are growing the fastest, but they're also the ones making the biggest impact. And if you clearly define what your business stands for, who you want to impact and how you want to impact them, then you start to create a really powerful community of people who will stand by your side as you make a difference in the world. And that is really powerful. But of course, when you have a clear vision, people need to know about it. Otherwise, how do you build that community and attract your dream clients? And this really brings us to this important circle about having a voice. And your voice in business is the thing that will really differentiate you from everyone else. It's going to set you apart from your competition. And guys, having a voice online is not about having the loudest voice. This is about having a powerful voice. It's about deciding who you are in business and being really willing to share that voice. So think back to earlier in this workshop when I spoke about values and being in alignment with what you believe. And when I first started out, I was really scared about sharing what I thought as I didn't want to be judged. And maybe that's how you feel right now. And I know when I started out, I was really worried about what my competition would think. But I know now that if you get brave and say what you think, you're really going to start to attract the people that you want to work with, the people who have similar values and beliefs, because they will be thinking, yes, this is just what I want to. And some people really won't like you. They're not going to agree with what you have to say, but I can't stress how important it is to have people that don't like you. And that's a sign that you're putting out content that is connecting you with the right people. Because what you absolutely don't want to be is bland. You don't want to blend in. Because if you blend in with everyone else, just like these donuts, you won't be seen by your ideal client. And to further illustrate this point and my sweet tooth, look at these delicious donuts. So each one is unique and they'll all taste different. They were all made differently and they all offer a different experience, even though they're all donuts. And this is the same for your business. We need to stand out and we need our uniqueness and who we are to shine through. And so you can see in this slide at the bottom that not sharing your values and what you do and don't stand for means that you're just not going to be visible to your ideal clients. And then as shown in the middle section, saying something is always better than saying nothing because you attract people. They know what you stand for. So it makes it easier for them to decide if you're the right person for them or not. And we want to make it easy for our customers to choose us. And of course, you repel people that aren't aligned with what you believe, which is a good thing too, because you're not trying to attract everyone. You're just trying to attract the right people. And so let me give you an example. With the Holistic Sleep Coaching Program, we speak about being evidence-based, being gentle and normalizing sleep. We are 100% going to repel people that promote one-size-fits-all strategies and quick fixes. And that is okay. And ultimately, what we want to be doing is trying to shift people's beliefs and build that connection and trust with people through engaging them in different ways. And that is what I'm going to dive into right now. So, how do you do that? Well, your content needs to inspire people. It needs to educate them. It needs to motivate them. You need to create awareness and you want to entertain people. And of course, it needs to sell what you do. And you don't have to be doing all of these things at the same time. So if you want to inspire someone, share a lesson. Maybe that's from a workshop you're running. If you want to educate them, teach a strategy, share your knowledge. Maybe it's around feeding, sleep, helping fussy babies. Like, show your ideal client that you have the knowledge to help them. And if you want to motivate them, then share a quick tip, something you can share straight away. Maybe it's a sleep hygiene tip. And actually, sometimes when we're professionals, like completely immersed in our work, we think that it actually might be a bit basic to share a tip on how to settle a baby or how to wind a baby or how to bottle feed a baby responsively. But to a new parent, that can be just what they need. And if anyone is watching this and thinking you need fancy equipment to create these videos, I can tell you that all of these videos were shot using an iPhone, so you definitely don't need anything fancy. So really, it's about thinking what your potential clients would benefit from right now and where are they in their journey. And then we have the importance of creating awareness and showing people the new way. So what we want to do is get people excited and show them how you do things differently. So the Sleep Revolution event is focused just on that. So building awareness and saying that there's a different way to support families with sleep that's gentle and responsive and goes against the norm. So really, this is about just creating content that shares what you believe. A good way to do this is to think about the myths in your industry, so in your niche, and share those myths, and also share why you do what you do. So in your workbook, you can really start mapping this out. And then we have storytelling. So this is really powerful. We all love stories and we love sharing them as well. So you could share a client story, share their challenge and how you supported them to achieve the transformation that perhaps they didn't even think was possible. And just show people the journey when they work with you. And this is just an amazing way to show people how amazing it is to work with you within your service. And you could also share your experience. So if you're working with parents, you might share how you manage with your children. You know, what are the tips that you can share? What are the things that went wrong and how did you overcome those challenges? So you want to share those fails along the way because it shows your potential client that it's okay not to always have everything in order. And the key thing here, though, is that you want to share the lessons learned from the failures. And that is powerful. In fact, this is more powerful than sharing the success stories. And one thing I definitely want you to remember is that you are not the hero when you're doing this. You want to be the guide. You want to be their lighthouse. And this is a really, really key point because you want to be sharing a story because of the importance of it, knowing how that will help your audience to reach their goals. And then we also have the need to remind people what you offer. So many people feel uncomfortable with this part because it can feel a little bit salesy. But if you don't remind people about what you do for at least 20% of the time, they might not know, or they might think that, you know, you're busy, or they may be so busy that they'll forget and they'll go with someone else who is in their mind. So it's making it easy for people to choose you. And it's also important with all of this to keep it real and show your personality. And I spoke earlier about the importance of just being you and how that feels when you can just be yourself, and how that then allows you to attract the people that are going to love you for just being yourself. And of course, with all of this, we can't forget that you're sharing your content through your lens with your values, and all of that needs to be thread through everything you do. And when we break down these different types of content, really what you're doing is you're speaking to people's head and their heart, because this is how you show them that you truly understand what life is like for them. And when we address those deeper emotions, that's when we really connect with people. That's when they say, yes, this is the person who's speaking directly to me. So let's talk about value, because even if you have a clear voice and vision in business, if people don't see the value in working with you, then they are going to go elsewhere. And so maybe you've heard this, and it's what's banded around all the time in the marketing space, which is to give value, just keep giving value. So first of all, let's just check the different ways that you can give value. And I touched on this earlier, but a few examples include an event like this, so the Holistic Sleep Revolution event. Or maybe it's a freebie, so a checklist or a guide, or maybe it's a free video webinar, or maybe it's a 15-minute free call with a client. And one thing I see a lot is that people really struggle with how much value to give away, and maybe that's something that you've been thinking about too. And actually giving someone less actually makes it easier for someone to say yes to you. And it feels counterintuitive because you've been taught all you need to do is give away value, but it's not going to help you, because what people end up doing is giving away too much. And they actually make it harder for someone to say yes. And they actually increase the gap because they've increased the feeling of overwhelm. And then someone goes, this is way too confusing. This is too much. Or they get so much value that they can't take the next step with you because they can't see how you can help them anymore. So we want to give away the wow without giving away the how. Now, let's look at a checklist or guide. So this is something that is usually used to attract your ideal client, someone that's never heard of you before. So you want that freebie, that amazing piece of content, to close that gap from where they are right now to where they want to be. And remember that mountain I referred to? Well, this valuable freebie is going to show them the way up and help people to take the next step in the right direction. So with our maternity checklist at Baby M, well, it helps someone decide if being a postnatal maternity nurse is the right career choice for them. And it's one of our best performing freebies, and it's really valuable because it actually answers the question people ask themselves before they pursue that career path. And then we've got our night waking guide, and that busts some common myths and it provides strategies to help parents. It's not a replacement for a consultation. So your freebie needs to be value, but it doesn't need to be huge or complicated. So in my final section, I want to focus on how to build your audience. So many people feel that they need to be on all the platforms and they want to go 1 mile wide instead of 1 mile deep. But your ultimate goal, as I mentioned earlier, is to build those connections with people. And you can't do that if you spread yourself too thinly. So I recommend that if you're starting out, just choose one platform, a platform that you know your ideal customer will be. And in the parenting space, it's likely to be Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest, and then go all in. And you also need to think of the benefits of each platform. So Facebook is an incredible place to build a community. You can join other people's Facebook groups where your ideal clients are likely to be, and you can give value there. And you can start to be known as the go-to person in what you do. Or Instagram. So unlike Facebook, it's a fantastic place for networking on a one-to-one level with people. So you can comment on people's posts, you can send direct messages. It's not so great for building a community necessarily, but it's also incredibly visual. So if you love being creative, then that is a great option for you. And actually, we're lucky because it's easy to share across both platforms, so Facebook and Instagram. So if you're at the stage where you can do that, then that is great. But the key thing here is really committing to the platform that you've chosen and learning everything that you can on that platform to connect with your people. And so you really need to give it at least 90 days and just put out regular content and look at the engagement, what is being shared and what are people connecting with. And there are so many ways to share content, and what's important is that you work in your zone of genius. For example, if you love creating video, then fantastic, create video and share your content that way. In fact, video is the most effective way to share content because you're able to quickly connect with people, you're able to create deep connections with people, and it's really effective in getting strong emotional responses that make people want to share and comment and like. But not everyone is a born presenter. So although it's important to stress how effective it is, you know, you have a choice. You have a choice to learn to use that medium, knowing the power of it, or just choose another medium. So if you enjoy writing and you're gifted with the power of writing, then write blogs. If you're artistic, create memes, illustrations, infographics, and share that information that way. If you love talking but you hate being in front of a camera, then create a podcast. And in a voice age, that is incredibly powerful. But people can almost feel paralyzed by all the options out there because we're constantly being bombarded with conflicting information. And some people are saying podcasts are the fastest way to get yourself out there. And then you look somewhere else and someone's saying video, and other people are saying writing is still the most effective way. But the best thing to do is to do what feels right for you and where you're going to shine. And putting it quite simply, the thing that you're going to commit to, and just take action on that. And that is going to help you move the needle in your business. And one of the biggest myths out there is that creating content needs to take ages, and it really doesn't. We already know that creating content that's truly aligned with who you are is going to be joyful. And when you're clear on how you're going to create the content, you can start to repurpose that and share that across multiple platforms. And so let me just give you an example here. So let's say you create a video. So you can take the audio from that video and you can create a podcast. The video can be transcribed into a blog and it can be posted on your website. And then that can be transcribed into a social media post, and that can be created into an infographic. And all of a sudden, that one piece of content created has become multiple forms of content that can be shared. But first, we need to concentrate on showing up as ourselves, showing what content we want to share, and then being committed to the process. And from there, you can start repurposing content and sharing across multiple platforms. So what have we covered today? Well, the online game has never been more in your favor, but we have to do more to build trust. We have to do more to stand out, and we have to put more work in because we need to build that connection. And we have to do more to keep attention. We have to do more to create that engagement. So there definitely are challenges when it comes to this, but I hope you have found these strategies useful and something to build on. Now, my friends, it's time to take action. It's time for you to do the work. And remember, we have a coaching call tomorrow at 8 p.m. UK time. So please do bring your questions there. So what about the prizes? So I want to remind you that you can win a premium place on the Holistic Sleep Coaching Program, which is a 16-week course, and it's the most comprehensive and evidence-based sleep coaching program in the world. And the premium place that we're giving away includes access to amazing content, weekly live coaching calls with renowned industry specialists, intense marketing support, where you get access to an incredible mindset coach, tech and marketing strategist, and social media strategists who are all there to push you forward in your business. And just imagine what you could achieve with that level of support around you. And you also get 2 90-minute private sleep consultations with Lindsay Hookway, and you can use those sessions to talk about clients that you're working with or explore specific topics on a one-to-one with her. It's completely your choice. And you'll also get 2 marketing consultations with myself where we can really get into your business and I can help you take your business to the next level. And finally, we are giving away 3 clinical books, which are all part of our book list. So doesn't this sound amazing? This really is a special prize. It's worth over £3,985. And we're going to be announcing the winner during our celebration party on the 4th of October at 8 p.m. UK time. So we are so excited for this. And all you need to do is watch the workshops, and then in the Holistic Sleep Revolution Facebook group, share your biggest light bulb moments from each of the workshops. I want you to prove to us that you have watched the workshops and that there's something that we've taught you that has had an impact, like a light bulb moment. And there's also a bonus entry. So all you need to do is show us that you're doing the work with your workbook, whether that's on an iPad, a phone, or perhaps you're journaling, you know, whatever it is, we just want to see that you're doing the work. So the information is all on the competition page. And so basically, the more you take part, the more workshops you attend, the more you show up and do the work, the more chance you have of winning. And just to remind you again, the winner is going to be announced at the celebration party, which is on Monday, the 4th of October. And we're going to be announcing it during that session. And we are so excited for this. So don't forget, we have the coaching call on the 2nd of October at 8 p.m. Yep, that's a Saturday. I
can't wait to tune in and answer your questions and have a lovely day and speak to you soon.